Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Okay, is what they'll say. But then out of the same breath, you know what they'll say next? They'll say, and look, honestly, I think that most people just don't even understand the Big Bang. Because if they understood the Big Bang, they wouldn't believe in it.
Yeah.
But 99% of people, they don't even understand the Big Bang because they think the Big Bang was a Big Bang. You know, which, I mean, from the name, yeah, you think so. And it was a Big Bang. But here's the thing. This is what they say. They say that it all came back. And this is what people who believe in the Big Bang, which is a new theory from the last 100 years. Those who believe in the Big Bang believe that, you know, all of the matter in the entire universe, are you listening? They believe that it was all crammed into a dot that was so small you couldn't even see it. It was even smaller than a single proton, okay? Everything in the universe, the world, the sun, the star, the moon, I mean, if you understand the Big Bang, you'll understand that it was all crammed into a little dot that was smaller than a single proton. Now that's jammed, that's pretty dense. I mean, the whole of everything. And also all of space and time and matter, everything. Just that's all that existed was a dot. Then the dot exploded, okay? Because it was just too much energy in too small of a space. I mean, I can see why it exploded. I mean, if you're going to cram the whole universe into one dot, it's so small you can't even see it, of course it's going to explode, you know? And so it exploded, and then when it exploded, they say that it expanded to the size of our current universe in 1 trillionth. Not a trillionth, my friend, but 1 trillion trillionth of a second to the current size. Well, here's my question. If nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, how did it get from that dot all the way out to the, you know, the edges, the debris, how did it get to the edges in 1 trillion trillionth of a second? And then this is what they say. Well, you know, that's one of the mysteries of physics. That's actually something that we've been grappling with for the last 100 years. We're just trying to understand how that little dot exploded in 1 trillion trillionth of a second, and the whole universe and everything came from it. Well, maybe it just didn't happen, because it's stupid, because it doesn't make any sense, because it's a lie.
That's right.
And you know why they come up with that lie? The Bible says that they, because of their own lusts, read 2 Peter chapter 3, because of their own sinful lusts in 2 Peter 3, it says that because of their own lusts, they are willfully ignorant that God created the earth. And that God sent a flood upon the earth and destroyed the world in the days of Noah. They don't want to believe it. They want to get their big fat paycheck to teach a lie down at ASU and to commit adultery with their students and look at porno and get drunk and say, yep, trillion trillionth of a second. And all these little morons at ASU are just like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. This is really fascinating. I love science. I'm going to get a degree in science. And they believe this garbage because they're fools. Because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. And it's nonsense. They used to say that the Big Bang was the size of a period on the page. The whole universe. But then they're like, hey, if we're going to say it's the size of a period, let's go all the way. It was the size of a proton. You can't even see it. It was so small. No, because look, people are more likely to believe a big lie than a little lie. Let's just tell a big whopper. Hey, why say it happened in 1 year? It happened in 1 trillion trillionth of a second. And these same people say, you actually believe God created the whole universe in 6 literal days? 6 days is a lot longer than 1 trillion trillionth of a second. I mean, that's a long time. 6 days. 24 hours in a day. They think that nothing created it in 1 trillion trillionth of a second. We at least believe that God did it in... I've even seen a chart. You're not going to believe this. I've seen a chart mapping out the 1 trillion trillionth of a second. Breaking it down even further. Like, okay, when we were 1/8 of the way into the 1 trillion trillionth of a second, here's what the universe looked like. I'm not kidding. Look it up on the internet. These charts exist. When we were halfway through the 1 trillion trillionth of a second, here's what the universe looked like. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. these people, I mean, you have to be, what kind of drugs were these people taking when they even made this stuff up? You know, it shouldn't be called institutions of higher learning. It should be institutions of high learning. But anyway, I'm off on a rabbit trail. I need to get back to the Bible here. I need to get out of this weird twilight zone that I've gone into in the last 5 minutes of the sermon. But the bottom line is, people believe what they want to believe. You show them the truth in the Bible, they choose to believe it or reject it based on what they want to believe. And if they want to believe in the Big Bang, if they want to believe in evolution, if they want to believe in all in space aliens and everything that you know, a lot of these people believe in, they're going to believe in it because they want to believe in it. Well, I want to believe in the Bible. So that's what I believe in. Except here's that you say, well, what's the difference? The difference is that the Bible's true. Amen. And that everything else is a lie. That's what the difference is. That's not logical. Well, okay, then your Big Bang is very logical, so I'm going to let you stick with that then. You're such a logical creature. You stick with the Big Bang. I'll stick with my illogical Bible here. And we'll see who ends up burning in hell at the end of it all.